this. And so, what is the Digital Bill of Rights? Well, we want to protect your right as a Floridian to have private in-person conversations without big tech surveilling you. If you want to consent to let them have this information so they can fashion advertising based off of it, it's your right to consent to do so. But it should only be if you consent, and they don't have a right to have that information as a matter of first principle. We also are going to protect the right to participate in online platforms without unfair censorship. We want free speech. We want more speech, not less speech. We want to protect the right to know how these internet search engines are manipulating search results. Transparency in terms of what we're doing so that you can evaluate whether that's a search engine that you want to use or maybe you want to take your business elsewhere. We want to protect your right to control all your personal data on the largest and most common platforms. They take that personal data and they make a fortune off your personal data. So you're talking about Google, Facebook, just a handful of these companies. They should really get express authorization from you before they're able to monetize that or use it in any way. And then finally, Digital Bill of Rights aims to protect children from various online harms. And as we see, that's a huge issue.